An archaeological find in Texas will help rewrite the history of when and how the first Americans arrived through Alaska. The site includes thousands of artifacts that date back more than 15,000 years. That means the popular theory that Clovis humans crossed the Bering Land Bridge into Alaska 13,000 years ago doesn't hold up well anymore. Dr. Mike Waters at Texas A&M University discovered the site north of Austin. He and colleagues uncovered about 16,000 artifacts, and he says the sheer volume of the find makes it very unique.
You know, at most pre-Clovis sites that have been found so far that are, really have credible evidence of early occupation of the Americas, there's just a small number of artifacts. I think if you put them all on the table from Wisconsin to Pennsylvania to Oregon, you know, you'd have a few copper lights and you'd also have maybe 700 or 800 stone tools. But in this case, we have 16,000, you know, artifacts. And this really makes this site very unique and also gives us an opportunity to really look at, you know, how pre-Clovis people were making their tools and what kind of tools they had.
Well, as you know, I'm calling you from Alaska. How does this change the theory on when and how the first Americans arrived here?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Well, you know, it clearly shows that people were in North America prior to Clovis. The people were here, you know, by 15,000, you know, 500 calendar years before present. Now, if they're in central Texas at 15,500 years ago, they probably were in, you know, the lower 48, you know, earlier than that, you know, because they had to find their way to central Texas. And the other thing, interesting thing is when you think about geography at that time, you know, the big ice sheets were covering Canada. At 15,500 years ago, the ice-free corridor was closed. And so this clearly indicates that people must have been, you know, logically that people must have been taking boats, you know, from Siberia or Northeast Asia, you know, finding their way to Alaska and then finding their way down the Pacific coast and eventually finding their way into the unglaciated part of the lower 48. And so what it has meaning for Alaska is I think it tells us that, you know, the oldest sites that we have in Alaska right now date to approximately 14,000 years ago that Chuck Holmes has found. And I think what it means is that there's probably even some older archaeological sites in Alaska. And it'll just take time and looking in the right geologic deposits to find them.
And Dr. Waters, how significant is this find?
Well, it's pretty significant because of the fact that, you know, it's now the oldest site in North America. It shows that people were here before Clovis, which means then that we have to really rethink what we thought we knew about Clovis. And this has been going on for a long period of time. Several years ago, you know, we were able to redate the Clovis localities and found that, you know, they dated to a much narrower and later time period than we thought. And then we knew that there were credible sites, about six of them in South America, that dated to the same time period as Clovis. And logic told you right then and there that Clovis could not be the first people to enter the Americas. And there's been some other recent evidence from Alaska that shows that there really isn't much Clovis technology in Alaska. You do have fluted points, but those fluted points are made differently than they made Clovis down here to the south. And it's appearing now, based on some new work that's being done in Alaska, that they're dating about 1,000 years after Clovis. So, you know, you put that all together, and the old model of Clovis first, you know, these people coming into Alaska and then marching down south through the ice-free corridor and then developing Clovis technology as they exit the corridor, just doesn't seem to hold water anymore. And so what this discovery does at the Friedkin site is it forces us to rethink the Clovis first model. It's basically dead. And then to start developing a new model for peopling of the Americas. And thinking about Clovis as something that was developed south of the continental ice sheets and spread probably towards the north. And that appears to be what probably happened.
Dr. Mike Waters is a professor at Texas A&M University.